former and current elected officials of the City of Victoria, as well as the city's chief administrative officer, will likely have to stand as witnesses in a human rights tribunal hearing regarding a discrimination complaint that was filed on behalf of local softball players' association over the conditions of local sports fields. In 2020, the discrimination complaint was filed by Michael Sharp on behalf of Victoria softball players, saying they asked the city to change the baseball field at Pemberton Park into a softball field. However, the project stalled, leaving the players without suitable infrastructure in 2019 and 2020. The complainants alleges that the city's conduct in response to the association's requests related to Pemberton Park deprives the players of opportunities to play softball at a competitive level and develop in a sport where Canadian women excel internationally, noted the tribunal's decision. He says the conduct stands in contrast with the city's approvals for upgrades and facilities used for baseball, a sport for which he says 96% of the association's players are male. In 2024, Sharp applied to order the proposed witnesses attend and undergo questioning at a hearing, which the city applied to dismiss. Among those proposed witnesses is Lisa Helps, who was mayor at the time of the dispute. According to tribunal member Robin Dean's decision on August 7, the city argued the evidence sought from the witnesses is irrelevant and inadmissible, and that city officials would have little time left for governing if they were required to show up at every hearing and court proceeding. Based on the proposed questions, I am satisfied that the proposed witnesses may have relevant, admissible evidence that could facilitate the just and timely resolution of this complaint, noted Dean. The city also argued that they had more knowledgeable witnesses on their list who could provide the same evidence as the election officials, including Thomas Soulier, deputy city manager and former director of parks, Derek Newman, director of parks, recreation and facilities and former assistant director of construction and facilities management, and Jeff Brehout, manager of recreation services. When asked if the city witnesses were the decision makers, the city responded that the answer to the question was complicated, noted Dean. I understand from the city's submissions that the city witnesses were the ones on the ground dealing with any requests around improvements. However, I also understand from the city's submissions that City Council and SAW were involved at some level in the decision-making. The tribunal denied the city's application opposing the orders to attend, and the association was given 14 days to set new hearing dates and times. Correction. The complaint was not put forward by the Beacon Hill Baseball and Softball Association as previously written.